T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's Bucks Tuesday on Chuck and Winkler. Now the all-access Bucks conversation on 105.7 FM, The Fan.
Chuck and Winkler, we are served up by Perkins Restaurant and Bakeries. That's Chuck Freeman. I'm Bart Winkler. Obviously, you all know the news. Jason Kidd, relieved of his duties, was the official word yesterday, just a few hours before the Bucks had a game. And they went out and won that game. And on the sidelines for the Bucks is the interim head coach, Joe Prunty. Coach, thanks for a couple of minutes. I guess congratulations.
Thanks. Thank you.
Hey, Joe, how tough was it for you and the rest of the team after, you know, a few hours before hearing the news to get everything together and get those guys to play a game that you won without your star player last night? How tough was that to get that locker room turned around?
You know, there's no question that that was a tough day, a crazy day. But that's part of being a professional. And I thought the guys were very professional about it in terms of doing their routine, trying to stay with their routine, getting themselves prepared to play, and putting a good effort out on the court.
Well, that's why I say congratulations. I mean, that's a tough situation for somebody who's been with the team on the sidelines. Obviously, you've filled in for Jason before, but then, you know, being a head coach in the NBA, there's 30 of these jobs, and it's a job that people want and do so much hard work to get to. It's just when you get there because the guy that you were lockstep with is not the coach anymore. And that's got to be tough, not only for the team, but a little bit for you, I would imagine.
Absolutely. And I said this last night in the press conference, and it's true. Jason is a Hall of Fame player, and he's a Hall of Fame coach. And more importantly, he is a Hall of Fame person. He is first class all the way through. In a lot of ways, you wouldn't even know that he was as good as he was as a player. Extremely humble, has been, you know, great to me and my family. And so, yeah, that is one of the reasons why it is a difficult situation to be in. But then, you know, you show up at the arena, and like I said, we have a job to do. And I thought, you know, for the staff to do what we did, as you said, we've kind of been in that position before. It was a little bit different in terms of obviously what was going on, but we've been in that spot and where I've had to take the coaching responsibilities, and everybody else fills in as need be.
Of course, you're on his staff, but everybody, no matter what situation they're in, has their own philosophy and maybe, you know, things they like to do or a way about going doing things. Is there anything different you're going to do than it was under Coach Kidd? Any different style of play, anything rotation-wise, anything differently you're going to play?
Well, there's a lot of things that we're evaluating things every day. Mm-hmm. And there's a lot of things that we discuss as a staff, things that we're looking at, whether it's coverages defensively, whether it's why we shared the ball in one game and did not do it in another. You know, like take last night, for example, we have 18 turnovers, and over the last X amount of games, our turnovers have been trending higher. So part of that is, okay, we need to be less casual. We need, you know, we have to be more on point with the type of pass that we're making. Defensively, did we get our assignment right? And, you know, everybody always talks about accountability and things like that. You know, we hold our guys accountable. We hold each other accountable. Another word that you just mentioned, rotations. I want all the guys to be, and we want all the guys to be ready to play. That's part of being a professional. And I thought take, for example, last night. Dele played more minutes last night than he had, you know, recently here, and I thought he did a tremendous job. Again, it's, you know, everybody has a tendency to look at stats, but I thought he did some really nice things. I thought Marshall Plumlee did some nice things as well when he was out there on the floor. So rotation-wise, I don't like getting caught up in that as much as I like getting caught up in, hey, be ready to play. Like mm-hmm. Jason Terry, we had foul trouble last night, okay? Malcolm comes out, and Jason Terry goes in to guard Booker for the last 3 minutes of the second quarter, and he did a tremendous job. So I think the biggest thing is everybody needs to be ready to play when their number is called.
Most times when an interim coach is taking over, he's taking over a lousy team. A team's got no shot of the playoffs. He might be, you know, 13-25. But you're in the playoff mix. Do you look at this as just a great opportunity, and you got a lot of room for improvement, but you still guys have a lot to play for this season?
That's what we all look at it as, is we have a lot to play for. Mm-hmm. This is about the opportunity that is in front of us today and each and every day. And the message is, are we better today than we were yesterday? And that's our goal in terms of being simple. Obviously, the goals that we've set out to try to accomplish, they're in front of us, they're attainable, and we want to go achieve them. So, you know, that's the long-term vision. But I think for us right now, we've got to ask ourselves one question as individuals and teams, our teammates and players and coaches: did we get better today? Did we get better today? Are we better today than we were yesterday?
Bucks interim head coach Joe Prunty joining us, Chuck and Winkler here on The Fan. You know, when you lose the head coach, that's like the patriarch of the team, and relationships are going to change and all that stuff. There was the reported conversation about what Jason Kidd and Giannis were texting with each other yesterday. Have you talked to Giannis? Is everything okay there? How are these guys dealing with this sudden change?
Yeah, I've spoken with them briefly, and this is definitely it. Like I said, when we first started talking here, it was a crazy, tough day, and each guy is going to process it differently. And when I say that, that's everybody. So it's, you know, I don't know all the conversations that took place that, you know, but what I will say is, you know, people handled things yesterday that were very difficult in a very professional manner. And that's not easy to do. It's a tribute to people that haven't gone through a situation like this. But again, there's a lot of things will take place over time here. And, you know, we like kind of going back to the last question, you know, we've got to move forward from this and get better.
All indications are Jabari Parker's coming back here, you know, within the next couple of weeks. You know, he continues to get better with that knee. How do you see him fitting into that piece as you guys are moving forward here?
Yeah, you know, Jabari's going to be an important piece, but I think it would be unfair to him to expect him to come back and all of a sudden be earth-shattering and go crazy doing certain things. This is a player that has been, will have been out for, you know, depending on the exact date that he comes back, 12 months, whatever. And it's not easy if you haven't been out doing your craft at the high level that he's going to need to compete at. And so it's going to take him some time. I don't think we can put all this pressure on him to think, all right, hey, Jabari's back. Now this is what's going to happen. And it's, you know, he's got to find his way. There's the individual part. But again, this is going to be about the team and how he fits within that framework.
Coach, how do you look at this as an opportunity for you? I mean, you got the sort of like a job tryout here, a job interview for the next couple of months. How do you look at managing that and whatever is in the back of your head there with trying to make sure this team is a winner this season?
That's it. this team needs to be a winner this season. I'm not think this isn't about me. This is about the Milwaukee Bucks. It's about what opportunities that we have in front of us. It's about getting better every day, improving as players, improving as a team, giving ourselves the best opportunity. I'm, to be totally honest with you, I'm not thinking about myself.
Okay. But I mean, you do have, these coaching
but
jobs.
But they offered you like a 5-year extension right now, you'd sign it.
Although, these head coaching jobs don't grow on trees, and not everybody gets an opportunity like this, especially in a situation like this. I mean, you have a chance, you have a golden goose opportunity here, too. You got to look at it that way, right?
Look, it is. I mean, I'm not saying that, people don't want to coach basketball. We're very fortunate to do what we do. This is all, needless to say, very new. And I think the biggest thing right now is focusing on, and I know I'm repeating myself again, focusing on, I thought last night we got better. And, when we got in the locker room, I know guys were happy that we won the game, but I made sure they knew, hey, this was a tough day today. And you guys handled yourselves appropriately. There's a lot of things that we want to accomplish, and that's what we got to focus on.
Looked like the energy level was high last night, too.
Yeah, no, the energy level was good. I thought our bench was into the game. You guys already mentioned Chris and, Malcolm scored, both very well, shooting a high percentage. And that having been said, it's a 4-point, we win by four. It's a close game. We get a big turnover off an out-of-bounds play underneath to get us a little bit of a cushion. Then we've got a 7-point lead, and Daniels hits the three. Now it's down to four. Guys hit clutch free throws late, or important free throws. So that game could have gone any way. And so I think that's the part about it that sometimes gets misrepresented is we made a few plays down the stretch. We made a few plays during the meat of the game that were very important, and we won the game. And so we got better in certain phases, but there's other things that we have to get better at. And you're right. I know these things don't grow on trees. I do understand that. But, that stuff takes care of itself. We won the game last night, so things are a different approach today. At the end of the day, we've got to take care of our responsibilities.
Coach, we're out of time, so we'll let you off the hook. Good to talk to you, and best of luck the rest of the season.
Thanks, guys. I appreciate that.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.